You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. This is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Friday to you. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. Shout-outs to super producer Stu Kovacs hanging out here with you and me for the next 4 hours. I get started right at this time every single weeknight. That is a Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm going to get you set up for the weekend. We're going to talk about this upcoming NBA All-Star Game on Sunday night. We'll talk about everything going on in the NFC West. J.J. Watt is out there now. Russell Wilson is still there for now. And then we had an interesting comment from Jason Peters about Carson Wentz just not being able to hack it in Philadelphia. Or, let me correct myself, saying how difficult it is to play in Philadelphia. So if you follow me on Twitter at JR Sport Brief, you can actually see the entire show rundown so you know what we will be discussing tonight. And that is pretty much the same across all social media. That's JR Sport Brief on Facebook and then also Instagram. First of all, because it is a Friday night, I got to ask super producer Stu, how you doing, Stu?
I'm good, JR. Happy Friday. I'm happy we made Friday. It's always good when we get to this point.
Yeah, I'm just happy any day that I could get up. But I will gladly take Friday, and I'm very interested to see. You know, typically when we get to Friday night here on the JR Sport Brief show, some of the callers, I don't know, maybe they might enjoy themselves a little bit more. You think so?
I do. I definitely feel like they start their weekend a little early.
Yeah, people find a way to. How can I say this? They get lubricated a little bit earlier than usual. So we'll see how the show goes. I anticipate another great 4 hours here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And amongst everything that I just talked to you about or mentioned, the NFC West, Russell Wilson, etc., I want to start off with the NBA All-Star Game. There ain't no games today. The players are going to be off for about a week unless you are playing in this game. It's going to take place in Atlanta this upcoming Sunday evening. Every single event from your skills challenge, your three-point contest, the dunk contest is going to take place prior to the game, or in the case of the dunk contest, it will take place at halftime. We know that this is basically, this is a made-for-television event. There are plenty of events going on in Atlanta. I know the mayor and the NBA has pretty much advised everyone, don't come to Atlanta. That ain't going to stop anybody. There are plenty of events and plenty of parties, et cetera, that will be going on. Me, I will be minding my business. I will be tuned into the television, and I will avoid all of that. Now, here's the thing. A few weeks ago, because we are having a made-for-television event, it's due to COVID. You know, it was initially stated that there probably would not be an All-Star game. But a few weeks ago, when we started to hear word that there would be a game, we had plenty of players. I'm talking star players, a Kawhi Leonard, a De'Aaron Fox, who unfortunately for him, the Kings suck. He didn't make the All-Star game. But we had plenty of players who are legitimately will be competing on Sunday. Even Giannis Antetokounmpo was just like, why are we doing this? Damian Lillard said, why are we doing this? We have to deal with the pandemic. Even LeBron James, this is what he had to say last month about this upcoming All-Star game?
I have zero energy and zero excitement about an All-Star game this year. You know, I don't even understand why we're having an All-Star game, but it's the agreement that the Players Association and the league came about. Short off season for myself and my teammates was 71 days. And then coming to the season, you know, we were told that we were not having an All-Star game. So we had a nice little break, an opportunity for me to kind of recalibrate for the second half of the season, my teammates as well. Then they throw an All-Star game on us like this and just breaks that all the way up. So pretty much it's kind of a slap in the face. And, you know, we're also still dealing with a pandemic, and we're going to bring the whole league into one city that's open. Obviously, you guys can see I'm not very happy about it, but it's out of my hands. I'll be there if I'm selected, but I'll be there physically, but not mentally.
Okay, that was said last month by LeBron James, and it seems that those sentiments are certainly out the window as of right now. We've learned that the NBA, the NBA Players Association, they have dedicated this upcoming Sunday's NBA All-Star Game to supporting and elevating historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs, and then also COVID-19 equity. $3 million is going to go to the Thurgood Marshall College Fund, the United Negro College Fund, the National Association for Equal Opportunity, and the Direct Reliefs Fund for Health Equity. And this is coming from the NBA, AT&T, Mountain Dew, State Farm, and Taco Bell. So we don't hear anymore about how, why are we having an All-Star game? Everyone at this point in time seems to be all in because of the good that it will be providing. We know the NBA, like any place else, it is a business. It's a business first. It operates to make money for everyone involved. That includes the television partners. At the same time, that doesn't mean that they can't, you know, throw some dollars in a space for a good cause, in this case, HBCU. So we actually had the draft take place last night. There was nothing said about, oh my goodness, I'm not into it, I'm not playing, I'm not interested. That's pretty much shut down. Everyone for right now seems all aboard. And so Team LeBron, Team Kevin Durant, these were your two top vote getters. Unfortunately, Kevin Durant will not be playing because he's dealing with a hamstring injury. But they had their draft last night, the NBA on TNT, and this is how it pretty much started off.
With my first pick in the 2021 All-Star Game, Team LeBron selects Giannis Antetokounmpo, Greek freak.
Charles and Kenny were also on board with that. KD, the first pick has been made. Who you got?
With the second pick in the 2021 NBA All-Star Draft, I'm going to select Kyrie Irving.
Brooklyn teammate goes to Kevin Durant.
Sure. Now, Kevin Durant on his team, Kyrie Irving, and you also have James Harden off the bench. I'm not going to sit here and read to you the entire rosters for both teams, but the starters for Team LeBron, obviously LeBron, Giannis, Steph Curry, Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic. And then for Kevin Durant's team, you will see Bradley Beal, Joel Embiid, Kyrie Irving, Kawhi Leonard, and Jason Tatum as your starters. Devin Booker was an injury replacement for Anthony Davis. Devin Booker was actually just replaced himself due to a knee injury. Mike Conley is finally going to make his first All-Star game as a replacement. Ironically, the team, the NBA squad with the best record, they ended up with an injury replacement here with Mike Conley. But last night during the draft, Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell, they were the last two selected. It was pretty funny. And LeBron James, he had an interesting reason and response as to why.
I just want to say something, because there's no slander. There's no slander to the Utah Jazz, but you guys got to understand. You guys got to understand, just like in video games growing up, we never played with Utah. Even as great as Karl Malone and John Stockton was, we would have never picked those guys in video games. Never.
Okay, I don't know what Malone and Stockton from 20 and 30 years ago have to do with now, but all right, LeBron is a comedian. I'm not mad at him. And so this All-Star game is going to follow the same format that we had last year, where the individual quarters will be counted up kind of sort of as mini games. The teams will have an opportunity to win, and money will be donated each quarter. You get to the final and fourth quarter, you got to win out by a certain amount of points, and it's an interesting format. I ain't going to explain all of it right now. It would take me a year and a day. Ultimately, we had a more competitive game. Team LeBron won over Team Giannis 157 to 155. I like All-Star games. I like exhibitions. It depends, and it's more so in the NBA. The Pro Bowl, I have probably not watched the Pro Bowl in, let's say, forever. And if I have watched the Pro Bowl, it's been on the television in the background while I did something else. And that's probably been more than a decade, maybe longer, maybe two decades. I have not watched the Pro Bowl in forever. I could care less what they do. Don't give a damn. They're not playing hard. It's just a glorified exhibition. When it comes to Major League Baseball, I've been to several Major League Baseball All-Star games, and they're okay. They're fun. They're cool. A lot of times I don't get a chance to watch the Major League Baseball All-Star game because it generally takes place at the same time as the ESPY Awards, kind of that same 2 days, a Tuesday, Wednesday. So I'm generally pretty busy. I generally don't have an opportunity to watch the Major League Baseball All-Star game. The one that stands out to me the most is when it ended in a tie, and then Bud Selig decided to pretty much say the All-Star game matters, it counts, it's going to help determine home field advantage in the World Series, which I found to be absolutely ridiculous. It made the game a joke. It made an exhibition game a joke, making it matter. Damn it, you got to convince your fans that the game matters. Your game sucks. That's pretty much what it is. But at least here with the NBA All-Star game, and I've been to several All-Star games as well, you know, you get a glorified scrimmage. I've been fortunate to sit courtside for a couple of All-Star games. I remember one vividly in New Orleans and watching LeBron James just catch alley-oops, and it's pretty damn fun. It's cool to watch the best of the best, and then hopefully things can heat up and you get a legitimate game. So I enjoy the All-Star game. Now, the activity surrounding the NBA All-Star game, it's pretty much waned for me. The dunk contest, I got over the years, it's a snooze fest. I was in Toronto a few years ago. I don't even remember the guys. I think it was Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine, and they just went at it. But even in the arena, at the end of it, we all pretty much went, oh, that was good, but that's it. It seems that you just make stuff up while you go. The players get like 8 and 9 and 10 attempts, and it sucks the life out of the event. And the fact is, right now, we don't even have stars that legitimately compete in the game anymore. And I understand. If Zion Williamson says, COVID year, why do I want to do this? I get it. But a trend has been set. I don't know if it's a matter of injury. I don't know if it's a matter of, well, what will this do for my brand if I lose? I don't know if the cool factor is gone. But the slam dunk contest that we will see on Sunday, Obi Toppin, Anthony Simons, Cassius Stanley. I am pretty sure if Cassius Stanley walked by you at the supermarket, you probably wouldn't say anything, but, oh, that's a tall dude right there. These aren't household names. These aren't names that even a casual fan would be able to identify. There's no pizzazz here. There's no excitement. And I hope when we watch this at halftime that we're not watching dudes miss dunks for 3 consecutive minutes. At least in a 3-point contest this year, we'll see Steph Curry, Tatum, LaVine, Mitchell. Conley is going to replace Devin Booker. Jaylen Brown is in it. Obviously, Steph Curry likely to be the favorite. And then you have the skills competition, which I just go, okay, yeah, they can pass, shoot, and hit a layup. Good. It's a fun 30 seconds, but who cares? And so NBA All-Star Weekend, the games, you can live with the game. But the dunk contest a lot of times has been the attraction. Watching a Michael Jordan, just watching a Spud Webb, a Jason Richardson, a Vince Carter, even Blake Griffin, as hokey as that was, watching Blake Griffin jump over a car, and we'll talk about Blake Griffin in a little while. This man hasn't dunked a basketball in more than a year. I don't know if he can anymore. But the fact is, the crown jewel, one of the crown jewels of NBA All-Star Weekend was the dunk contest. It was the three-point shootout. And now all of that pretty much goes by the wayside. You got to hope for a decent game. Because what are you getting out of these dunks? Who are these guys dunking the basketball? How many people can say, oh, yeah, I know Derek White? There are a lot of people right now who don't know what team he plays on. He ain't in Miami anymore. See, I believe he's in Portland. And that's the point. We should be able to pinpoint who's participating in the game. It's been reported Miles Bridges said no. Zach LaVine, he's like, been there, done that. I'm not doing that anymore. I feel like I got robbed. Zion Williamson doesn't want to do it. We got to get to a point, and I don't know what the incentive is. Maybe it's also, you know, a charitable element tied into it if there isn't one already. But the dunk contest is where it's at. But the dunk contest more recently, even when it's been good, it's just like, give me some better players. Give me some superstars. This is All-Star Weekend. Cut it out with the Rising Stars dunk contest. Don't care. And unfortunately, due to COVID, we don't even get the Rising Stars game, which used to be the rookie sophomore game. So I enjoy NBA All-Star Weekend. I enjoy the actual game. But one of the marquee events, the dunk contest, it's like whatever. And so I guess it's apropos, it's appropriate that this year it's going to be kind of stuffed in the middle of halftime where the game can probably take over. In the slam dunk contest, it might be forgettable. And that's where the NBA needs to do work. But I'm not going to put it in the Pro Bowl category where I'd say it's not must watch. It's something that you should probably avoid. I want to open up the phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Are you still into All-Star games? Will you be watching the NBA All-Star game this Sunday? Do you care? Does it matter to you? I enjoy it, but it is what it is. Just an exhibition. In the NBA, especially with their dunk contest, they just need some stars in it. How do you feel about it? I'm going to take your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
The NBA All-Star Game takes place on Sunday. Unfortunately, due to COVID, there ain't no All-Star Weekend. Everything will take place on Sunday. Skills competition, three-point shootout, the dunk contest, that will go down at halftime. And then obviously the NBA All-Star Game this year, they're donating cash. The NBA, the Players Association, their corporate sponsors, they're donating money to COVID relief as well as HBCUs. They're giving out scholarships. So there is a good cause that is involved in the game. The NBA put a good cause to it instead of just holding the event. And we will certainly see that theme throughout Sunday night. The court will actually be decked out to show love to historically black colleges and universities. So, you know, I'm okay with the All-Star Game. The NBA All-Star Game is generally one that I watch along with the MLB All-Star Game if I'm not busy with the ESPY Awards. But when it comes down to the dunk contest, that's where it's kind of like, oh, man, here we go again. We don't even necessarily have the star players involved. Whether it's injury, the cool factor, you know, potentially losing, brand opportunities. You know, I think it's a damn shame for as many years that we've had LeBron James in the NBA, he hasn't been in a dunk contest. I'm hoping that that's not the case with a Zion Williamson. So That's the part that sucks. So the phone lines are open to you right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Are you into All-Star games? Are you going to be tuned in to the NBA All-Star game? What about the dunk contest? What are your feelings? Let's start off right now. Dominique, he's calling up from Richmond, Virginia. Dominique, you're on CBS Sports Radio. How you feeling about NBA All-Star Sunday?
I'm feeling good about NBA All-Star Sunday due to it being, you know, HBCU weekend and stuff like that. They having a tribute for them. But I want to be quick right quick because I'm at work. I want to talk about the slam dunk contest. As far as the slam dunk contest, I just miss the high flyers that used to be in there that used to, you know, just come in and rock the crowd, like the Desmond Masons, the Jason Richardsons. I just miss those kind of guys. I know you talk about the, you know, the stars, but I just miss the high flyers, you know, just the people that came in and, you know, just rocked the crowd and gave us a show. I just miss that. And the, these people they bringing in now, I'm just not sure who they picking nowadays, you know.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dominique, for calling up from Richmond, Virginia. Make your money, Dominique. Make your money. Yeah, I mean, we've had plenty of names who have come through the NBA All-Star Dunk Contest and have lit it up. You know, he brought up Desmond Mason. He wouldn't be someone who comes to the forefront of my mind. We've had several players, role players, high flyers. I mean, Serge Ibaka participated 1 year. I think he either snatched a stuffed animal off of something or blew out a cake. You know, obviously, Gerald Green, I would say most people might remember him a little bit more for his work in the dunk contest as opposed to any of the shots that he threw up. We saw, you know, we've seen plenty of players come through. So we've had middle-of-the-road players put on a good show, but there was a point in time where we saw the stars. You know, a Dr. J, a Michael Jordan. Like, you saw the best. You saw a Vince Carter. Like, these are the dudes. Kobe Bryant. What happened to the best of the best competing? That's what we want to see. Tony is calling up from Vancouver, Washington, former home of the Grizzlies. Tony, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
If the players don't care to be there and don't want to be there, then how are the fans supposed to be excited about it? And, you know, baseball is the only All-Star game where the game is structured to be competitive. I mean, you throw the ball, you got to hit the ball, you got to catch the ball. You can't loaf around doing that. You know, it's designed for competition. While basketball, you can loaf around on defense, and football, they don't even want to hit each other. And hockey, going by the scores they got, like 15 to 13, you know, it shows that they don't want to be there either. So, in a way, I see this baseball is the only legitimate All-Star game.
Oh, legitimate? Well, they had the fight for legitimacy. Come on, they had a tie and they had to yell at people and say, "Oh, the game matters. It matters. It matters."
Yeah, but the game is structured to be competitive. You can't loaf in baseball. You got to hit the ball. You got to throw the ball.
Yeah, you do. But at the same time, I'll put it to you this way. We want to talk about the players and how bad that they want to be competitive and be there. By the time a lot of these players finish their at-bats, they leave the ballpark. They're getting the hell out of town and getting out of Dodge.
Well, I can understand that. But you see, but the game is designed by structure to be competitive.
Yeah.
Or it's just going to be a yarn fest. Nothing's going to happen.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, there are a lot of people who feel baseball is already a yarn fest. And, you know, I'd debate that. I'd like to see how many pitchers are going out there saying, "Hey, I need to just get the ball over the plate. I don't need to go a million miles per hour. I need to save this for my home squad." So I get what you're saying, but there's something
baseball,
to be said for
baseball, In baseball, there's pride. The pitcher doesn't want to get hammered, believe me.
In baseball, there's pride. I don't know if you've watched the end of an NBA All-Star game when they get competitive. I don't think any of the sports are any different. Because at the end of the day, especially in baseball, you're trying to save your quote-unquote bullets for when you go home. And that's why we have a lot of players, even in this case, it's like, okay, I got to swing a bat in a home run derby, and then I got to swing a bat the next day? I mean, we've had players, and Aaron Judge, and thank you, Tony, for calling from Vancouver. Listen, I love all of these sports. I love baseball. But I'm not going to put the baseball players on a pedestal. Oh, my God, the baseball players are playing for pride. Get out of here. They ain't playing for no damn pride. They're playing because they want to show off. They want to go back to their teams. They want to be healthy. They want to keep it moving. I'm not going to say that an NBA player. Watch these guys go at it. Especially the NFL is very different, obviously. These dudes don't want to get hurt in a meaningless game. They are the ones running a scrimmage. But I'm not going to elevate the baseball players. Oh, the game has structure. The players have pride. Come on. Ain't nobody out here trying to look like a jerk. Brian is calling up from North Carolina. Brian, are you into the All-Star game?
Yes, sir. I mean, I am. But I wanted to spin this off a little bit and get your take as far as just I've been hearing a lot of chatter through a lot of sports talk radio about just canceling All-Star games in general. I mean, the Pro Bowl, the All-Star.
Not happening. Hey, Brian, not happening. You know why? You know why, right?
I, as a fan, I want to be able to have the opportunity to go to one event a year and be able to see, you know, all the MVPs and All-Stars in one setting.
Sure, but Brian, you understand? You understand why these All-Star games aren't going anywhere, right?
I mean, money for sure.
Absolutely, these All-Star games are basically conventions and highlights and showcases for these sports. As much as anyone wants to say, and I don't know who the hell you're talking about, talk radio. I don't know. I listen to a lot, but I haven't heard that sentiment. But there's a whole lot that goes on outside of what you see televised. There are plenty of sponsorship events. You obviously have the literal conventions that fans can buy tickets to and meet legends and buy merchandise, and you have musicians. These games, these weekends, are also economic drivers. And so they ain't going anywhere. You know, we can debate and talk about, you know, how competitive a game might be. We can talk about a dunk contest. You don't think Turner Sports, hello to all my friends at Turner Sports, but you don't think Turner Sports looks at the All-Star weekend, that Saturday and that Sunday, and, you know, they're like, yeah, we want that. We want it. So it ain't going nowhere, Brian. You don't got to worry about that. Let's go to Matt in Boise, Idaho. Matt, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how's it going?
I'm good. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, so I think, first of all, that I think it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to see all the players from all the different teams, the All-Stars, playing on the same team for both baseball and basketball, and football for that matter. And I wanted your take, honestly, and I don't always watch the All-Star game, but I wanted your take, the All-Star games, baseball and basketball, in the middle of the season versus the Pro Bowl at the end of the season. What makes those different?
Oh, well, what makes them different, Matt? And thank you for calling from Boise, Idaho. Obviously, you come down to a Pro Bowl, you can't have the All-Star game in the middle of the season. They're not going to stop and pause it. This is about the only time you can have the Pro Bowl. By the time it swings around before the Super Bowl, you're kind of like, who cares? Nobody cares. The players looked at it as vacation. They were able to take their families. The best players basically got a free vacation to Hawaii. Now they hold it in Orlando or in the Florida, Tampa area. It's just like, who cares? Nobody cares. The players, a lot of them are just like, did I get selected to the Pro Bowl? I get a bonus? Okay, let me stay home. They don't have any interest in it, and I don't blame them. NFL, that's one thing that they cannot do is change what they have in a Pro Bowl unless they want to eliminate it. But guess what? They want to showcase as well. I don't know who's tuning in to watch it, but that's a separate situation. The number here, 855-212-4CBS. Are you still interested in the NBA All-Star game? Will you be watching? Do you have interest in a dunk contest? I'll take your calls when we come back. And speaking of the dunk contest, I have to tell you about a former winner who can't dunk anymore, who is now looking for a new team.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. NBA All-Star game is going to come through on Sunday because of COVID. It's not a whole weekend. Dunk contest, skills challenge, three-point shootout. It's all going down at the same time. Dunk contest at halftime, everything else prior to the game. Are you still interested? We got a caller here on the line. JR, he's calling up from Oceanside, California. JR, you are on CBS Sports Radio. How you feeling about the All-Star game?
Thanks for having me, JR. Hey, I want to say also, too, man, love the show. You know, when it comes to All-Star games, really, in general, you know, I've lost interest over the years. I was a former professional athlete myself, so I grew up in sports. But I think for these All-Star games, man, I think they need to try to change it up, maybe try to mic up some of the guys, you know, make it a little extra competitive, maybe, you know, throw some money on the game, live bets, you know, on the screen. You know, I don't know what needs to happen, but, you know, maybe add some trampolines to the dunk contest, like slam ball. I mean, okay. I don't know, but it's getting a little monotonous. And, you know, All-Star games right now, you know, I mean, I can't even remember the last time I sat down and watched one.
Okay. Well, thank you, JR. Take a look at this Sunday's game. I don't know where you've been. I guess it's been that long. The players are actually mic'd up. The NBA in the NBA's case, they have changed the format. Each quarter, I should say, is kind of like a mini game. And so take a look. I mean, if you haven't watched an All-Star game in a couple of years, I'm not saying that you're going to love what you see on Sunday. But they have made some changes that would aid in making the game more competitive.
Yeah, I would say last year's. I enjoyed last year's.
Okay. So you saw it.
But more of the slam dunk contest and like the, you know, and more like baseball too. Like, you know, just, you know, I think they could do some things to you know, change it up a bit. And when I say mic'd up, I want them like really mic'd up, not like PG version mic'd up. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow. Well, good luck, JR. You're just trying to flush all the NBA's money down the toilet, huh? All right. Okay.
Thanks, JR.
No problem, JR. We may have to move the All-Star game to, I don't know, HBO or Showtime if you want to hear, you know, the Kevin Garnett version of the NBA All-Star game. And, yeah, I agree with you with the dunk contest. I don't expect to see no damn trampolines. The last thing that the NBA, the teams, the players, anybody invested in the game wants to see is, you know, a 6'10" guy making $250 million jumping off of a trampoline. Nobody wants to see that. That is, yeah, that's a quick way to, you know, flush the money down the toilet. It was enough watching Blake Griffin jump over a car. And speaking of Blake Griffin, how about this? Blake Griffin is free. He is a free man. Blake Griffin, who's, I feel, damn, it's been 4 years already. It's kind of crazy. Blake Griffin has been in the witness protection program with the Detroit Pistons. He signed that big old contract with the Clippers. They basically said, oh, yeah, we don't want you. They traded him out to Detroit, and he's gone missing. That's just the facts. And he's not the dude anymore who's jumping over cars. He's not the slam dunk champion. This is someone who actually dealt with knee injuries even early on in his career. And right now, I don't think Blake Griffin is older than 31 years old, but all of that athleticism is basically gone. I mean, last year he had two knee surgeries. This season, even though he's been healthy, a guy who was basically 20-10 and multiple highlights and flying all over the place and catching lobs from Chris Paul, that seems like a long time ago, and it actually is. This season, 12 points a game, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. And we know the Detroit Pistons are a team that's on a rebuild. And Blake, this man has not, and it sounds crazy to say right now, Blake Griffin has not dunked a basketball since 2019. All right? He had $75 million on his contract the remainder of this season and next year. What did he give back? $13 million so he could be a free agent. And obviously there are several teams where you may want a Blake Griffin. You might want to pull him off the bench and not the high fly, not to put up a million points, but to potentially facilitate as a giant, I don't know, I don't even want to call him a giant point guard or a giant point forward. He's just a giant dude who used to be able to dunk, and he's going to operate at the top of the key or at the elbow. He's going to hit a jump shot. If he can't find anybody, he's going to, or if he can't hit that, he's going to try to put a pass out. And that's what you got right now with Blake Griffin. I want to see him dunk again. It's been reported right now that when you think about the teams that Blake Griffin might go to, Brooklyn Nets, they're the front runners. And I guess why not? Stick him next to DeAndre Jordan again and just hope that Blake Griffin stays out of the way. He ain't going to be clogging up the paint because he can't dunk. I need to see that Blake Griffin dunk. I don't know if he has it in him. Brian, he's calling up from Jacksonville, Florida. Brian, you on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it, man.
Sure. What's on your mind, Brian?
So a long time ago, I went to an All-Star game up in Cleveland. They had Fan Fest. And right now, it kind of loses everything that the All-Star game's about. I mean, there were so many things that you can do leading up to the game and leading up to the Derby, where right now, with all the restrictions in place, I don't think it's the best time for it.
Yeah, well, it's still a business.
I know it generates a ton of money, but yeah, at the same time, you're risking injury and then having to go through the whole protocol for COVID. It's crazy to me.
No, I don't think any more than usual. It's you said it. You know the answer. It's a business. I'm pretty sure the NBA is obviously nobody's happy that they can't have or make money off of the All-Star game outside of what they get television wise. But you said it. It's about the money. So it's going to go down.
Yeah. Hopefully sometime it will go back soon.
Well, listen, man, I would hope and expect next year. Appreciate you for calling up from Jacksonville. Greg is here from California. Greg, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
They are. The talk around here for the last 4 or 5 hours in Southern California has been all about Blake Griffin coming to the Lakers. Or is Blake Griffin coming to the Clippers? And they banter about whether he wants to show the Clippers they made a big mistake by trading him and come to the Lakers. And then they talk about, is Steve Ballmer going to, you know, let him back on the Clippers? The guy is washed up, JR. He's got nothing. He does not have anything close to what he used to have in terms of his body and his physical capabilities. So I think, you know, they could get him at the league minimum, I understand, at $810,000. And, you know, that's cheap, right? But what is he going to bring?
No, and thank you, Greg, for calling from California. Of course, it's a topic of conversation in California. If I'm Blake Griffin and I know I got my money coming in, I'm thinking about where I could go, where I could potentially get a ring and also get off the bench. What team is going to allow me to contribute where I also don't have the pressure of the world, and I don't think he would, going to a contender? And then also, where do I go that provides me the path of least resistance? Does Blake Griffin, I know he still lives in Los Angeles, but fact is, why would he want to join the Clippers? Why would he want to join the Lakers? Why do you want to go back out west where you have, I would say, more competition to ultimately getting to the finals? The Brooklyn Nets right now, even for a group that is not healthy, and this is pretty much the only thing that would stop them, the Brooklyn Nets look like favorites to just go through the East. Who's keeping up with their offensive firepower? In their case, and we know Blake Griffin, he ain't moving no damn where to play defense too, but their offense is their best defense. And I don't think they're done with whatever talent that they're going to bring in over the next several months. Then the trade deadline will be a few weeks here in March. And so I think it makes legitimate sense by all indications that Blake Griffin is favoring the Brooklyn Nets to continue his career. I think he'd have an easier road, an easier route to going to the finals, competing in the finals, and winning the finals. Outside of going out west where you don't know if the Lakers will be healthy. You hope they are. You don't know what the hell is going to happen with the Clippers. The Phoenix Suns are an emerging squad. You have the Jazz, who are trying to get over the hump and be taken seriously despite their record. The Nuggets are still there. You have all of these teams in the Western Conference that are literally going to beat the hell out of each other. And so if I'm Blake Griffin, would it be nice to play back home in Los Angeles? Whether it be for the Lakers or whether it also be for the Clippers? Yeah, it'd be nice, but why? The Lakers? He might have a diminished role. Anywhere he goes, he's just going to be a giant facilitator. Anchor a second unit. Put up some jump shots. Pass the ball to somebody cutting. Go sit down. That's it. Don't get too excited if you live out west and you want Blake Griffin back. I wouldn't do that. When we come back, we're going to talk about someone out west, but he plays in the NFL. I'll tell you who it is when we return. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.